Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Of course, it's the end of June, and the biggest concern in Harrisburg is delivering an on-time budget plan for Pennsylvania. And I understand that there's good news from the House side that things appear to be moving.
Yes, the $29.1 billion House state budget plan was supported and approved last night. And as chairman of the House Health Committee, I can tell you that it provides actually a $536 million increase over the previous 2013-14 fiscal year budget, and increases K through 12 education spending over the previous budget, and funds the core functions of government without raising taxes. This is the first step in getting the budget passed. Hopefully by the end of the month, the House approved it along partisan lines, and it now goes to the Senate. Three-fourths of the state budget is committed to health and human services, which is around $11 billion, and education combined for another $11 billion, which has always been our top priority. The budget proposal passed in the House recently also increases funding for intellectual disabilities programs, county child welfare services, as well as increases for rape crisis and domestic violence prevention programs. And this was an issue that needed to be formalized with House members as priorities and negotiations continued with the Senate. Just in the last month, Pennsylvania's unemployment rate dropped to 5.6%, the lowest rate since September 2008, and jobs in the private sector are at a record high. That is good news. It is clear that when elected officials limit government spending only to the amount of money the government takes in and keeps its hands out of the pockets of hardworking Pennsylvanians, the economy improves. Conversely, and unfortunately, we have a model for what does not work at the federal level, where we see rapid increases in taxation and spending over a period of time. And nationally, we have 92 million Americans without jobs. We have the highest welfare spending in the history of our nation, and the highest debt we have seen now exceeding $17 trillion at the latest count in Washington. So we are only spending on what we have. We're trying to, unlike Washington, we do have a mandate to have a balanced budget, and we're doing all we can under these extraordinarily difficult times of an estimated $1.7 billion deficit. So we have a lot of good news so far in the passage of the budget. Some of the other aspects of the budget is that we boosted K through 12 education spending by 3.9%. That's the largest single line item increase. In addition, the spending measure proposes to inject another $10 million into school construction. And on top of that, House Bill 2124 will help overhaul the state's problematic PlanCon program and create savings of $112 million to fund school construction projects. The Act 1 index limits school district taxes increases to 2.1%, but under this budget, we actually increased the amount of total education subsidies by 3.5%. And for the first time in 7 years, we are significantly increasing state funding for special education by $20 million as the federal government has failed to properly fund this federal mandate for our schools. We also have provided a lot of funding for public safety to train 4 new state police cadet classes to ensure well-trained troopers are put in place to take care of the surge in retirements recently. And we continue to do what we can for additional funding for human services that also protects our most vulnerable citizens by increasing funding for domestic violence and rape crisis centers, to name a few. And we also allowed for some additional money for agriculture, our number one industry. We'll see a 1.6% increase. Items such as agricultural research, promotion, education, exports are being restored, as are the line items for livestock show, open dairy show, food marketing research, and other programs within the Department of Agriculture. I do appreciate this budget respecting our family farmers without having to increase taxes in order to do it. The measure now moves to the Senate for consideration, in which it is expected that changes to the budget will be further negotiated.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Baker.